That is Uchagam, birthplace of Lalita. But this place was, in fact, earlier Bhajan Kutir of one of the Goswami, one of the advanced devotee in Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. His name was Narayan Bhatt Goswami. But right now there is temple of Krishna ke Bhaiya Baladao ji. That is brother of Krishna, Balaram's temple is there. Shivananda Prabhu was narrating one interesting instance in Krishna Katha and Krishna Leela. You just imagine the situation. Radharani goes and see Krishna in dark night. After meeting Krishna early in the morning, before that their parents wake up, they go back to their house. But what happens that there dupatta, that this cloth, uttari, get exchanged. And Radharani gets Krishna's blue one and Krishna's get Radharani's, Krishna's get Radharani's blue dupatta and Radharani gets Krishna's
yellow
dupatta. So, when Krishna is sleeping and Yashoda Ma comes and makes him to wake, she sees that, today Krishna is wearing blue, uttariya blue dupatta, why so? Then she consoles herself or she just says, he must have exchanged it with Balaram. So this way Balaram is protecting Krishna and helping in Radha Krishna Leela. Even sometimes gopis are also taking pretext and help in order to show their expressions. They don't say Radha Krishna, they say Ram Krishna. Other people consider that it may be Krishna, it may be Balaram. But when they say Ram, they mean it Radharani. Because Radharani is with whom Krishna does Raman. So her name can be replaced as Ram. So when Gopi says that Ram Krishna Pramodha, Sparsha Pramodha, when they are saying about Govardhan, that it's so fortunate that it has touches of Ram and Krishna, they mean that it has touches of feet of Radha and Krishna. But they are concealing their expression with the name Ram. So Balaram is helping them to express their feeling to each other completely, but protect them from the outer world. Similarly, Krishna does the same. He wants to say something, but he is saying, Balaram, look, this whole nature is worshipping you. Vrindavan is so fortunate that you have come into it. And he is, instead of saying that Vrindavan is doing everything for my pleasure, he is pointing out towards Balaram. So these leelas take place. Now we will move, we will go to Pili Pokhar.
So in fact, Kundalata used to take Radharani from Prasanna to Nandgram by some or other, because it is Yashoda Ma's desire that Radharani should come to her house and cook for Krishna. When she was young, not yet got married, Radharani was very beautiful, sweet and full of numerous qualities. Yashoda always see her with great love and affection, equal to Krishna. She always thought that such should be my daughter-in-law. Radharani was in her mind none else than her daughter-in-law. And she used to love her in that respect only. Once upon a time in Indian tradition, when a girl is going to get married, it's never said, at least to her father, that your daughter got married, we say in Hindi, tumhari bete ke haath peele ho gaye hain kya? Is your daughter's hand been? You has made your daughter's hand yellow. What does it mean by yellow? Yellow, you make your hand yellow or brownish by two ways. Either using turmeric or by henna. So generally, a girl who is going to get married, they use henna. By henna, it becomes yellow, brownish yellow. And at least those hands which are already golden, their henna becomes more conspicuous. So, Yashoda, out of lot of affection and considering and determining that she has to become my daughter-in-law, she put henna in her hand. And Radharani rejoiced it. She enjoyed. She became more and more happy because she knew what does it mean. And she is so much attached to Krishna, and if it happens, this is her internal desire. And in that jolly and happy and rejoicing mood, she came here. She was quite pleased within her heart. But the moment she came here, she reminded her she is going back to her house, and if her mother and friends will see that her hands are yellow, it will be a great shame and great trouble for her. What should she do? Then she came here and washed her hand, rubbing it very hardly so that all yellowness should go away. Therefore, this poker is called Pili Poker. And then he narrated a story of this Kund, Mukta Kund. Probably we will go from Nandgram to Mukta Kund, and there that narration will be told. That story says that Krishna and Radharani got engaged, but at the verge of marriage it was broken, and she got married somewhere else. So Yogmaya did not let her get married with Krishna, because our Goswami says had it been done, then Parkiya Bhav would have been smashed. So now we'll go. This is a school. In front you find that is a school. And in front of the school, I think our Modi Bhavan is there. Which way to go?